Bill's face was an open book. Excitement was written all over it. "Well?" he said eagerly, as he sat down to the business of the meal. "What are we going to do this morning?"
"Not talk so loudly, for one thing," said Antony.
Bill looked about him apprehensively. Was Cayley under the table, for example? After last night, one never knew. He raised his eyebrows.
"No, but one doesn't want to shout. One should modulate the voice, my dear William, while breathing gently from the hips. Thus one avoids those chest notes which have betrayed many a secret. In other words, pass the toast."
"You seem bright this morning."
"I am, very bright. Cayley noticed it. Cayley said, 'Were it not that I have other business, I would come gathering nuts in May with thee. Fain would I gyrate round the mulberry bush and hop upon the little hills. But the waters of Jordan encompass me, and Inspector Birch tarries outside with his shrimping net. My friend William Beverley will attend thee anon. Farewell, a long farewell to all thy grape nuts.' He then left up centre. Enter W. Beverley, R."
"Are you often like this at breakfast?"
"Almost invariably," said he, with his mouth full. "Exit W. Beverley, L."
"It's a touch of the sun, I suppose," said Bill, shaking his head sadly.
"It's the sun and the moon and the stars all acting together on an empty stomach.
Do you know anything about the stars, Mr. Beverley? Do you know anything about Orion's Belt, for instance? And why isn't there a star called Beverley's Belt, or a novel?" he said, masticating. "Re-enter W. Beverley through trapdoor." "Talking about trapdoors,"